Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Last week, we started looking at Peter's revelation of Jesus in Matthew 16, verses 13 through 17. Now, the revelation, which was, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Wow. And now, Peter, in all of his fumbleness and unstudied ways, he blurted out this revelation of Christ, that God has been working in him over the many years that Jesus has been walking with the disciples. Now, the disciples, and probably Peter also, that they knew Jesus was the prophet, and they knew Jesus was the Messiah, but Peter also saw him as the Son of the living God. Peter, Brother Peter, where did you get that from? Wow. Son of the living God. Oh, no, Peter. No, Peter. Jesus is a prophet, and he's the Messiah, and Jesus is going to set up his kingdom on earth now and kick those mean Romans out. But no, my friend, as we learned, this was not to be. Peter was right in his revelation. And it was true. It was 100% correct. Thou art the Son of the living God. Wow. Amen. Also, last week I asked this question. What is your revelation of Jesus Christ? So this week I ask you that same question, my friend. What is your revelation? Is he a good man? Is he the man upstairs? Is he the Messiah? Who is Jesus Christ to you? You know, many Christians and some believers would argue with me over Peter's revelation. Most Christians from the mainstream denominations would not call Jesus the Son of the living God. Most would call him a good man or a good teacher, like the rich young ruler in Luke 18 and 18 did. Most religious denominations would argue and be a disputer of the word and of the miracles that Jesus performed. And they would dispute the very fact that Jesus died, was buried, and rose from the dead on the third day, as he said. They would dispute the very gospel message, because they don't believe in it. Oh, my friend, how the church has drifted from the absolutes of the Word of God. And now they dither in the optional areas. And for some denominations out there, they have totally walked away from the truth of the Word of God in total. And for what? Well, same old story. For money, for numbers, for power, for influence. All for the things that the world says are important, but God does not. Amen? Okay, back to Peter's revelation. You know, Peter makes it so clear as for the source and the reason for such a bold, liberating testimony to come forth. Flesh and blood hath not received, revealed it unto thee, Jesus said, but my Father which is in heaven. How profoundly true. But as we see, it was true, but just like with Philip's revelation, at that time, it was not complete. Wow. You know, we know and we understand worldly wisdom and knowledge by the normal and the natural process of reason God has given us all. But here in Matthew 16 and 17, he definitely tells us so. It was not a matter of man's fleshly reasoning and a process of logical deduction. Here the testimony is full and it is rich. Not only he is what Moses has declared and what the prophets have said, but he is the Son of the living God. The testimony now is there threefold, and now it is complete. Relatively speaking, we live in such a fast age. Oh, yes, we do. All forms of life, and it just urges us to live. And, you know, and we are geared for this high, high tempo. Our normal constitution, as God has made us, is not built or fashioned for such living. And this, too, also speaks and impacts on our spiritual discernment. We just live too fast and become too impatient if we cannot have all at once everything at our beck and call. but not so in the spiritual realm and not so in the realm of revelation. Now, listen closely. There is no time and there is no space in the Spirit. Let me say that again. There is no time and there is no space in the Spirit. So God does not measure time or life by the same standard that is common to the earth. You know, we want our questions answered now and at once. Our questions, many times, though, they relate to matters of which we are quite ignorant of. And we are slow in building up powers of our, you know, receptivity and an honest openness to receive much revelation from God. We lack those abilities. Often our questions and our difficulties are to be answered and solved on different levels of understanding and in insight. They are often mixed with our human motivations. Or they may relate to two or more issues of life. So some folks, they're clamoring, they cry out to God for the answers. Lord, give me the answers, when it is impossible for God to answer all at once or at all because of our lack of patience and our lack of spiritual understanding. And then, if not careful, then presumption is the answer that we reach. And then presumption. Now, presumption is believing that we are right, but in reality, we are dead wrong. That presumption then will lead us away from God and the truth contained in the revelation that we received. And this is the case with Peter in Matthew 16 and verse 18. Now, Peter's revelation of Jesus was 100% correct. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that was in verse 16. But as Jesus continues to speak, Peter and others down through the ages of time have taken Jesus' words to Peter and his revelation and have misapplied the truth to mean something most ungodly that has deceived countless of billions of folks. In verse 18, Jesus said that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the revelation of Jesus was true. Now, man's motives comes into play, and presumption soon to follow. Today, we hear the Catholic Church call Peter the first pope. Very elaborate customs and traditions and ceremonies and idol worship, they center all around this one bit of untruth. The Catholic Church believes Jesus is going to build his church on Peter. What a lie. How can a spiritual body be built on a fleshly man? Oh no. Again, human motivations, carnal, fleshly presumption, created a kingdom not of God, but of man, to control the lives of man from cradle to grave. Wow. Jesus was not talking about building his church. Oh no. His church or his ecclesies or a called out group of people. Again, a called out group of people on Peter, but on the revelation, that Peter had of Jesus. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. And on this revelation, Jesus was going to build his called out group of people or the body of Christ. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Wow. Just a little bit of food for thought here. What in the world is the called out group of people or the church doing at the gates of hell? I'll leave that sink in for a little bit. But sadly, all in the Catholic Church around the world have missed it. Let us not miss it, my brother and sisters. Let us be patient. Some of us have had to wait not only for days or for months, but years to get light. And that will help us with certain portions of Scripture or what God has spoken to our heart. Personally, I have waited for years for certain truths, and even today I am holding things, many things, before the Lord. So what is your personal revelation today? Amen? What is your personal revelation today? How far does it reach into discovering the light that shineth more and more into that perfect day? dare to let the blinders fall off and let this old tradition, ideas and patterns and religious happens just drop away. They only obscure the view of Christ high and lifted up. He, the glorious Son of God, must stand unveiled and alone. He is the very God incarnate in the flesh, the solitary grandeur of our God. Amen. Next week, I would like to start a new series on Occupy Till I Come, where we will find out what we should be doing until Jesus returns. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping you have a tremendous week and you have enjoyed this series, and that God richly blesses you and you are conformed into the character of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Until next week, this is David Stahl. God bless and have a great day. Bye.